Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the show will be guest intensive with Joe Sammy P here. We'll talk a lot of college football, college basketball, and we'll get to our lightning bets final hour of the show coming up. Man, things are changing a whole lot in this business. And if you consume the BetMGM network, I'm assuming that you're also elsewhere. This isn't the only media outlet that you pay close attention to. If you've been reading some of the trades, and I assume that a lot of you do not, but you know, being in the business, a lot of us, our socials are geared towards that, where it's going to pump their way into our feeds about all the news in the business, some people that we know. At this network and outside of this network, and there are a lot of things changing, man. And there are two massive brands that certainly stand out to me where things are changing a lot, and I just find it to be interesting. It's not just here. And if things are changing, it doesn't mean something is failing at all. It's just the way the business has evolved has changed so much. And what's important now has changed a whole lot. And I think a lot of the people making these decisions really don't know what to do. Like, they're guessing this is the way to go or that is the way to go, but they don't really know. They don't really know. Barstool Sports is one of the biggest brands. I don't really, whether you like it or not, I don't think you can debate that. And you've got massive shows over there that are going away, which is a sign, not failing shows. It's just, you know what? This model doesn't work anymore. So you've got Kirk Minahan's show. That is going away. Now, Kirk's been dealing with his own demons, and he's going through a lot, and I don't think he's there to do the show on a regular basis. And I know he's taken on some other projects as well, but that announcement came from Barstool. And then one of their longest-running, most successful daily shows is out in KFC Radio. So I was like, wow, things are really shifting. It sounds like those people are going to stay with the company, the hosts of both of those shows, but they're just going to do different things, a different situation than us. Like, our show is going to come to an end in a few weeks, but we're not going to be staying with the company, I think. I don't know. And then yesterday, huge announcement from WFAN. We joke about the flagship on this network. That is the flagship of the company, the entire Odyssey sports wing. It's WFAN. It started the whole thing. Massive ratings, the revenue, the whole deal. We know the history. It all got started with Mike and the Mad Dog, right? Another change again. Craig Carton going back home for a third time now. I know after he was let go from FS1, he was doing his own project on the side. Just to get his reps going, and probably figured eventually he would land there. He landed there. So what are they doing over there? Well, there's a ton of changes going on at WFAN. And, you know, outside of Boomer and Geo in the morning, like, it has been a lot of changes going on with the real flagship. So they're moving Evan and Tiki to middays. Evan Roberts been in middays forever in that town. He's been in afternoons a couple times, one time with Craig Carton. Right now he's there with Tiki. he's being moved to middays. So what are they doing with the midday show? Sounds like it's getting blown up. Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata and Keith McPherson, who maybe you've seen on MLB Network. He was doing nights. He resigned a few weeks ago. The assumption is, of course, that he saw this coming or that he knew that this was happening. And maybe he didn't want to ride this to the very end, kind of like how we are here. So this morning I was listening to Boomer and Geo. I was like, oh, I got to hear their thoughts on it. And it was interesting because what they were talking about is a lot of what we're dealing with. And they're friends with and they work with. They're in the same building. And, you know, a lot of them work together with the Infinity broadcasting people. And that's getting blown up in all of this and how challenging that is with that going away. And, you know, Boomer likened it to his playing days, just how it's just like getting cut and you got to keep plugging away, keep trying. And, you know, it's, do you need to reinvent yourself? That's a lot of the things that we've been going through in our minds and our conversations off air over the last month. So I thought it was really interesting. I assume a lot of our audience consumes other media, other sports media, and maybe those brands specifically, WFAN and Barstool Sports. And it's interesting how things are changing. And this long form stuff doesn't seem to work as much in 2025.
When you said reinvent yourself, part of me died on the inside because I'm like, I've already done that. I don't want to do that again. I reinvented myself. I was the Chicago sports reporter that occasionally filled in on the weekend and became the Vegas betting guy and did it to the best of my abilities, man. Could not have done, I don't think, a better job of navigating that mess through Vegas, meeting all the guys out there, moving to Boston, taking this job, working for Fox. Like, what am I going to do now? Like, can't exactly go back. What am I going to cover, baseball games in Chicago again? That's not going to happen. So I don't know.
They don't send anybody.
Yeah. Well, a robot will do it now. A robot will just write the game recap. You don't even need a newspaper person anymore. And then, oh, the sound will get posted on the internet and a robot will just cut that. So why would we pay somebody to go to the game and hold a microphone? Why would we want anybody to build a relationship with the players? Different conversation. So if you really think about it, like, and I haven't, FAN is kind of doing what's happening at our place because FAN brings in an old head, Craig Carton, to do the afternoon show. Well, who's going to do the afternoon show at our new place? Jim Rome. So, okay. So then Rome does 3 to 7. They move Costos to 9 to 12, which is the show that we've been doing. And then they plug in other pieces along the way. But this is exactly what happened. Like, just let's shuffle the chairs on the deck and see what happens.
Isn't it the same people making these decisions?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm just saying. I know. Yeah. I know. Wait, whatever. You're told one thing and we know that it's something different. But yeah, I mean, the message is, it's not us crying about our situation. I've come to terms with it. I'm fine with it. And I'm looking forward. I honestly am. Sometimes you see people make their announcement and they're just got let go. Looking forward to seeing what's next. I truly am looking forward to seeing what's next. I don't know exactly what that is. There are a lot of things that need to be hammered out. Hopefully that happens in the next few weeks. I don't know that it will. That's the honest to God's truth. I don't know that it will. So we'll just say continue to follow us on social. Hopefully we'll have some sort of an announcement before we wrap up. Yeah.
Are you admitting now that you're not going to post a 15 picture Instagram collage and type out a poem for everybody to read? You're not going to do
that?
Everybody does that when they lose jobs. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Pomp and circumstance.
I saw a bunch. Oh. I know. I saw one yesterday, like people marquee too. Like, I know we're probably talking about the same thing. Am I expected to do that?
No, you're not. You're the hugest underdog of all time to post a photo collage with a poem.
Yeah.
Like something about the wind beneath your wings or something stupid like that.
Oh, God.
No, like I go on heavy. LinkedIn sometimes. I don't know why. I mostly just get bombarded by college-age kids asking me if I can help get them jobs. Like that's what LinkedIn is for me now. It used to be a place where you would just have your resume, and now it's just 23 to 25-year-olds saying, hey, can you get me a job, bro? I'm like, this is not how this works. But beside the point, you see so many posts on LinkedIn. And anybody who uses LinkedIn, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's the fakest place on the internet for people trying to like connect with other people. You're connected to a bunch of strangers you've never met, and they leave you skills and reviews and like your stories. And then people are constantly changing jobs. And I constantly have to read, it was an honor to spend 11 months at this wonderful company blank, but I am taking my talents and I am happy to announce that I'm going to blank. Excited, honored, can't wait for this opportunity. I'd like to thank everybody I've ever met for molding me into the person that I am today, and I can't wait to continue my journey. And then that same person makes a post like that in 15 months. It's the stupidest website of all time.
This is all so foreign to me, man. I've been with the same company for 23 years. I am the extreme outlier in this business. And am I going to continue in this business? I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But like, yeah, that doesn't happen much anymore. But like, there's so many shows have gone away, and a lot of it, like we hear from people all the time, like, thank God you guys are still here because this went away, that went away, and it led me to you guys, and I wish I found you many, many years ago. Thing is, many, many years ago, we weren't doing this. We just started doing this a little over a year ago on a daily basis. A long, long time ago, we were doing it once a week, and there were like 400 of you listening that even knew about the sports betting podcast. We were ahead of our own time, Sam. We were ahead of everybody in this game. And you brought it up maybe a few weeks ago, and I've certainly thought a lot about it since. Like, damn it, if we could have just stuck together all this time, what would we have built by now? But I don't know. Bet the board did that, and they ended up deciding to leave.
We're better on the radio than Bet the Board, though. I'm sorry, Todd and Payne. We're better on the radio. They know what they're talking about, and they make money, no doubt. But they're not trained radio people.
Yeah, they've been a lot doing.
We were radio people that became betting radio people, and the problem with the industry now is you have people getting jobs that either don't bet or don't have media backgrounds. They just look a certain way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or they click a certain way. Oh, this person has 2 million followers on TikTok. Let's give them a five-figure job right out of college, or a six-figure job. Joe and I were making like 30 grand when we were 30. You know, like that's what makes it so maddening. We're we're in that weird middle now where we miss the golden age and all the big salaries, and now we're not young or pretty enough to get the new jobs.
Go buy followers. That's the message I'm getting. People that are getting jobs and keeping jobs, they bought their followers. They get no interactions, but you got to keep them. Massive following. Really? Why don't you take a look at that? Take a look at that following. What sort of the interactions are they getting? How are they helping things? Anyways, Getting off the soapbox. Tom Casale next. College football, college basketball here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.